Could you please tell me what your full name is?
John Aloysius McGehee.
Okay. Can you tell us when you were born?
Yes, 1914, January 14th.
And whereabouts?
Little Mountain.
Where's Little Mountain?
Oh, in those days it was off Canby Street. It was a trail in those days, but now known as Canby Street.
And when did you come to Burnaby?
Oh, we came to Burnaby about 1922.
With your family?
Yes.
Can you tell us who your family was? How many were you?
Yes, there was my mother and my father, one sister and two brothers.
And do you know why your father chose to come to Burnaby?
Well, he was tired of the old country, Scotland, and my mother was too. He came over first, established himself in the shoe business, and then my mother followed a year later. And they were here 1 year, and that's the year I was born.
And then when did they decide to come? Why did they decide to move from Little Mountain to Burnaby, I wonder? Do you know?
Yes. My father had a brother who was quite a good businessman in Westminster. He had the old Poplar Shoe Store on Columbia Street in 1914, and he enticed my father to come over and work with him. So we moved to Westminster in 1915, and we lived on the boundary line of Westminster and Burnaby, which is 10th Avenue and on 4th Street, and that would be about 1915.
Ah, now there was something special about that area then, wasn't there?
Yes, that was the war years, you know, the war was 1914 to 1918, and we lived in this particular area. It was all bush in those days, and there was creeks, and there was fishing in those different places. And you mean especially in those days in the way of wilderness, or?
Were you telling me about the pest house or something?
The which?
Pest house or smallpox?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, we lived there for 4 years, and right after the war there was the flu epidemic. And I can remember my father, who was in pretty good health, he used to drink rum in those days, and he kept himself quite healthy on rum, whatever that had any tendency to do. I guess it killed the germs, but I can always remember our house on 4th Street and 10th Avenue. We had our relatives visit us, and we had the old wooden coal stove, you know, the six lids, and I can always remember him warming the stove lids up, and he had extra stove lids, and he put one off where he took one off, and he'd take it into the different bedrooms to keep the people warm. And he was like one of these midwives, I guess you'd call, you know, in the early interior days, you know. Yeah. But he kept things going pretty strong there, sipping his rum all the time, and he brought the people's fever down from the flu. But all around Westminster and Burnaby, they were stacking them like cordwood. I mean, it was just a real epidemic. They didn't have the vaccine and the antidotes that they have today.
Okay, then you moved from there and came to Burnaby.
No, we went down into Westminster. This would be about 1918 or 1919, and we went down to Westminster to Carnarvon Street, where I attended St. Anne's Academy, which was one of the first Catholic schools or school built before the Great Fire in Westminster. And I attended there for year or two, and then I went from there to St. Louis College, which was the old brother's institution teaching just a boys' school. And I guess we lived there to about 1922. Then we moved to Burnaby.
And whereabouts did you?
And we moved to Burnaby on a vacant lot full of, it wasn't vacant, it was full of trees. We had to clear it first. It was on the very end of a dead-end street called Formby Street off the old Douglas Road highway in those days, which is now Canada Way. And I think there were two houses on the street. My father and the fellow that asked us to come up there, who were good friends, they would be probably in their late 20s or early 30s. They cleared this parcel of land between them, falling trees and clearing stumps. And we built a half of a house. And that half of a house was only ship lamp, shingles, 2x4s, dirt basement, and a great big hole in the ground at the part that my father intended to finish later on. And it consisted of a kitchen, a breakfast nook, a bathroom with no toilet, no plumbing, outdoor facilities, you know, with the half moon to smile at you, which was in the bush, and two bedrooms, one for the kids and one for my mom and dad, which had a big blanket between us. And I'm telling you, when we had winters in those days, we had winters. I mean, it lasted 2 or 3 months of the year. It wouldn't go down to zero, but it'd be about 10 above and stay between 10 to 15 and maybe 20 in the daytime. And that lasts for 2 months. And Burnaby Lake and Deer Lake, we could outdoor skating for, you could figure, 6, you know, weeks of the year. Mm-hmm. In fact, they used to have, you could depend on it. We'd have coffee stands and people from Westminster and Vancouver come in the old Burnaby Lake tram, which now is the freeway, the 401.
So you had cold winters in those days?
Yes, comparatively cold. I mean,
how did you keep warm in the house? What kind of?
Well, Mom and Dad used to pile 2 or 3 blankets on top of us, plus overcoats, and the nails would come through the shiplap, and there'd be hoarfrost on the end of those. And I can always remember my dad, he had false teeth, and he put them in a glass over the kitchen sink, and every morning they'd be frozen solid in the wintertime. Even our pipes from different times would freeze solid.
Did they crack?
No, they never cracked, thank goodness, but we were without water for 2 or 3 days at a time. He'd go around with a candle, you know, and thaw them out. But that was all because of just shiplap and tar paper and air blowing through the place and dirt basement, you know, no heating in the basement. All the heat we had in our house was from an old pot-bellied stove and the wooden coal stove with a hot water tank that used to heat the kitchen. And we used to try and keep the wooden coal stove going most of the time because we're always afraid of the hot water jackets freezing and bursting.
Mm-hmm.